Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. It might be time to recycle the bottles that have been collecting in your garage. A new state study shows a 15% decline in Iowa bottle recovery during the past 10 years. Of all the aluminum, plastic, and glass bottles used in Iowa, the Department of Natural Resources estimates 71% have been returned for refunds. Alex Moon, Iowa Land Quality Bureau Chief, says the lack of redemption centers is one possible explanation for the drop, along with the decreasing value of a nickel.
It's not enough to drive people to take their containers back. Instead they're maybe just recycling them at the curb or throwing them away.
Lawmakers haven't changed the Iowa bottle bill much since it first passed 40 years ago. During that time, the number of redemption centers has dropped from 300 down to about 100. Well, the flu season in Illinois is especially rough this year, and physicians think they know why. Mark Schultz has more.
The flu struck early and hard this year. Brian Curtis is the director of physician practice at OSF Medical Group in Peoria, and he says the flu peaked right around Christmas instead of the usual peak time in late January.
It was kind of an inopportune time with the holidays and the gatherings that people have, which gave a kind of a prime opportunity to share it.
Speaking on the Illinois Public Media Daily Talk Show the 21st, Curtis says the main culprit this year is the influenza A strain. It hasn't been seen in the Western Hemisphere for a few years, and people's immune systems weren't ready for it. This year's flu vaccine didn't contain a vaccine for influenza A. I'm Mark Schultz.
Two Dubuque men who robbed a bank in Maquoketa last year are going to prison. 32-year-old Gregory Stapleton was sentenced to 24 years after pleading guilty to aiding and abetting bank robbery, distribution of heroin resulting in serious bodily injury, and possession of a firearm as a felon. 41-year-old Dante Rhodes received a 9-year sentence for bank robbery. Stapleton and Rhodes held up the Fidelity Bank and Trust in Maquoketa in March of last year. The two were arrested after a high-speed chase, at times more than 100 miles per hour, that ended when their car crashed into several vehicles. One of the other motorists was injured and taken to a local hospital. Well, at the Iowa State House, an Urbandale Republican is trying again this year to ease the penalties for first-time possession of small amounts of marijuana while keeping the drug illegal. But State Senator Brad Zahn says it won't be a slam dunk in the Republican-majority State Senate. The bill cleared a 3-member GOP-dominated panel on Thursday, but it has to pass the full Judiciary Committee next. And then Majority Leader Bill Dix has to schedule it for debate.
And I've not had a chance to talk to Senator Dix. I'm hopeful that he's going to give this a fair opportunity to be debated on the Senate floor. So I know this is an uphill climb.
The bill would make first-time possession of 5 grams or less a simple misdemeanor in Iowa instead of a serious misdemeanor. Zahn says that would enable a young person to get a charge taken off their record and avoid complications in the job market. But a spokesman for law enforcement argued against his bill. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.